Tim and Rich Bembeis. On Madonna. First day. Although the Machaber, the title of the Simen is Mizor B'Choy Shabbos, but according to Mishnah Berurah, basically the Simen is about Inik Shabbos, not Kovit Shabbos. Inik Shabbos is an Indian of La'angoy Ba'inik Achil V'Shtiyo. La'angoy Ba'inik Achil V'Shtiyo means to enjoy Shabbos with food and drink. 5 minutes here. To enjoy it, join us tonight. Today you can the corner. The simon is about Einig Shabbos. And the Esem is Machlekes Rishonim with regard to Einik, whether or not women are chayv in Einik Shabbos. Minutam says that women are chayv in Einik Shabbos. Alchein hoyu boisan. It's really Machlekes when you get to Suda Shlishim, when you get to Shal Shudis. Minutam says that women are also chayv in Shal Shudis because Alchein hoyu boisan of the man. And the Gimel Suda are connecting the Hayoim, the three Hayoim that it says when it gets to the month. The Ran says, you don't need that. You have a different time why they're Mechuyim. Because Kol Sheyesh Nev Nesfiro, Mishmir Yesh Nev Nesfiro, they're Mechuyim in all mitzvahs of Shabbos. And Melech says in Kiveger, in his very first Shuvah, Kelech Aleph, Simen Aleph, Kiveger says, Evozeh, according to the Ran, they're also Chayv in Einik Shabbos. They're all Chayv in all the Chiyuv Shabbos, also Chayv in Einik Shabbos. There's a big Shabbos to get to Yom Tif Niyamas over there. The women are also Chayv in Einik Shabbos. Therefore, even if a woman is by herself, she has the name to be Ma'anik Shabbos. The three Klolim that the Mishavura comes out are, with regard to Einik Shabbos, is somebody that has the ability to be Ma'anik Shabbos. He has enough money to buy whatever he wants, should buy whatever will make his Shabbos enjoyable. That means meat and potatoes, and that's what the Mishavura says, so that's what most people enjoy. Meat and basar yayin, and but it also occurred the passion applies to something to dips also. If you like a certain type of dip, even though the dip costs you 2.5 shekel, it doesn't have to be something which is expensive. It doesn't have to be wine, it doesn't have to be meat. Something which is enjoyable to you, one can then as a chiyuv of Shabbos to buy such a dip. Then the person that taka doesn't have any money. He doesn't even have money for shalosh shoes. For shalosh sudos. In such a case, the din is, like Rav Kiva says, Asay Shabbat Rechov Al Tistarach Lebriyah. That such a person in the Hanami should not be borrow money. Asay Shabbat Rechov Al Tistarach Lebriyah. Don't ask for tzedakah. You should rather make Shabbos like a weekday, and I only have two sudos and nothing special. And then there's the person that's in between. He has a little bit of money. He should make an effort to taka have something. He should have three sudos, and should make an effort to have something which is miyuchin lekavod Shabbos. Now there's one other halacha here, which is really negeh to a person's emunah mitochen, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says lavo alive ani pered. Borrow money on my cheshbon. Borrow money on my cheshbon, and I'll pay back. So why is there ever such a tzad, b'chlal, that there should be somebody that only is mekayim two sudos in Shabbos and let them buy nice, good, delicious food? The chiddush is a din of lavo alav ani pareah. And even somebody that has no money b'chlal, borrow the money and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back. The Mishnah Berurah brings that, and the Sharatin brings down a machlekes between the Goyin and the Ateras Kenim. The Ateras Kenim says that a person should only borrow money in the Sharatin and Bey. The person should only borrow money if he thinks that he has a possible way to pay it back. Even if he doesn't have it worked out exactly, but he knows there's some way to pay it back. Baruch Hashem says he has a business, even though he doesn't know if he's going to make that much money, he at least has some sort of basis. The Goyin says no, even if he has no way to pay it back, that's the din of love or alive and he pared. What's the halacha l'maisa? Says the Sharatin, Nira da'kol l'fiyeh. Everything is l'fiyeh. Says the Mishnah Karel Shitzah. That means kafi midas b'tchaynish on each person. Each person kafi your b'tchaynish. If you are samech on your b'tchaynish, and if you borrow money, he's going to pay back. You can borrow whatever you want. You can borrow against thousands of dollars every week for, and there are people that do that. If anybody read the Machlokes book, they put thousands of dollars a week on and sometimes they pocket, they push, they don't have the money. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu always provided for them. Somebody that doesn't have such a business of bitachon, then in Hanami, it's not worthwhile to do such a thing. Just to bring out a story with such a point, I think you mentioned it, what we really said is the stipler. Somebody once came to the stipler, and he asked the stipler, can he buy an apartment and he has no way to pay back the mortgage on a monthly basis? But if he would take Hashem, that Hashem will give him the money that he needs to pay back the apartment. The stipler told him, I can't answer that question because I don't know who you are. In other words, theoretically, yes. If you have that bitachon, that iron-clad bitachon, the Rebbeinu Shalom, that he will pay it back for you, and the Sparkle provides you for your needs, if you believe it 100%, he will. But if you're not holding there, then there's no one fooling. It's between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's no one to fool. It's you, and because the Sparkle knows where you're holding. Therefore, if you're not holding there, don't do it. Supposedly, the story goes that Hitaka went for it, and afterwards he said that I miscalculated my level, and Hitaka wasn't holding there, and Hitaka had an issue. And I think maybe the last halacha, which many people, it's very important to know, since many people despise fish, Mishapur says, there is an inning to have fish by every Sudan Shaman. However, if you despise fish, or even if you don't despise it, he says, it just doesn't agree with you, that's also enough of a reason that you do not have to have fish on Shabbos, and therefore, Shabbos is given la'inik, and it's not supposed to be a tsar. Therefore, if you don't like fish, or your guests don't like fish, then there's no reason to have it on Shabbos.